The season of Lent and the week of Holy Week and the lead up to Easter is fascinating because it all points to the pinnacle of Christianity, and that is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. That is what gives us the hope of the gospel, that we know that this is just a temporary place that we are. This is a temporary tent, as Paul calls it in one of the epistles, but that we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. And he tells us today in the gospel that he is the bread of life, and he compares it to what the Jewish folks went through in the desert. God provided for them. He gave them manna from heaven. All they had to do was wake up in the morning, go out, gather it up, and eat. And they were provided the sustenance that they needed. Jesus tells us basically the same thing, that what we really need is spiritual sustenance, and that he will provide that for us, that he is the bread of life, that when we partake of the sacrament that he instituted 2,000 years ago on a Thursday evening before he would be put to death, that we receive him, we receive his presence, we eat his flesh, we drink his blood, and we receive the benefits of his passion, his death, and his resurrection. That Old Testament lesson that we heard today from the book of Exodus is quite fascinating because it gives a very good description to the Jewish people of what they are to do in order to be able to survive, if you will, the Passover, the angel coming over and striking dead the firstborn. And God gives them extremely detailed instructions about what they're to do and how they're to do it. But one of the things I want you to take note of is when it talks about what the sacrificial animal looks like. It's a particular type of animal, and it's to be without defect. It's to be spotless. It's to be unblemished. And it's fascinating because what that does is it points to the gospel revelation of Jesus Christ, the spotless, unblemished, sinless Lamb of God who would become the sacrifice for the world, who would go to the cross, who would lay down his life at Calvary, pour out his blood of the new covenant so that those who believe on him may have the eternal life that we're talking about. And in Exodus, we're told these words, "This is a day," referring to this Passover feast, "this is the day you are to commemorate. For generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance." Something that all of God's children should never do away with. And that can be a little bit confusing to Christians because we stop and we think, well, wait a minute, we don't do a Passover feast, are we in violation of God's holy law? But the reality is, Jesus Christ gave us the sacrament of his body and blood, the sacrament of the table, the Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion, and that is our Passover. This is why we declare it in the liturgy. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. So tonight, as we celebrate and commemorate that Thursday evening 2,000 years ago where our Lord and Savior gave us this ordinance, let us be mindful that Jesus is the bread of life, that all who believe in him shall have eternal life, and that we have the blessing of being in his house this evening, being able to travel to the upper room as his disciples did 2,000 years ago, to have a personal experience with him in the sacrament. And my prayer for each of you this evening is that that experience blesses you. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.